Right here at the World Dairy Expo, my first interview here is with Cheryl O'Brien, who is the 62nd Alice in Dairyland. Cheryl, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, thank you so much for having me this morning. I grew up on a dairy farm here in southwest Wisconsin, just a couple hours from Madison. Small family-owned dairy farm. Went to the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, where I studied journalism and mass communication. And now I have the privilege of being Alice in Dairyland, Wisconsin's agricultural ambassador.
Well, what does that involve exactly?
Throughout the year, I will travel more than 40,000 miles across the state of Wisconsin and help promote the diversity in the food, fuel, and fiber that makes up Wisconsin's now $59.16 billion agricultural industry. And today is such an exciting day, kicking off World Dairy Expo. Our dairy industry, definitely important here in Wisconsin, contributing about $800 every second to our state's economy.
How do you get, what do you have to do to become Alice in Dairyland?
It is the most extensive job interview I will ever go through. It's a 3-day public job interview, complete with a radio interview, television interview, interview with the selection team, a writing exercise, impromptu question and answer session, 2 days of agribusiness tours, and 2 speeches in front of a final audience of about 300 people. From all of that, the 3-member selection team selects one young woman to serve as the representative for Wisconsin agriculture.
Well, of course, this lasts a year, but what are your career plans?
I've always wanted to work in television news. When I was in Milwaukee, I interned at one of the local TV stations working behind the scenes, and then was offered a job there as well. So I was working there before I became Alice. We'll see after this year. I do love communications, working with the television news media, but there could be an opportunity who knows where around the next corner, as this year I've been able to meet so many different people from all the different industries of Wisconsin agriculture.
Well, the World Dairy Expo, of course, is an international event. Tell me about some of the things that you'll be doing over the next couple of days.
Well, today I really get to enjoy the day and really get to walk around and just visit with people and tell them about Alice and what I get to do. Tomorrow, on Wednesday and Thursday, I will be working with the school groups as they come through, helping teach them about the importance of drinking milk, and then also get to visit some of the shows as well and visit with the international reception and the international registration to visit with everyone who's coming here from across the world and tell them about Alice and hopefully inspire some people to follow her as well. Alice now is on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, so you can follow me as I travel those thousands of miles across Wisconsin.
All right, great. Well, it's nice to know that you're using new media to also communicate.
Absolutely, because it's so important to connect with everyone and make sure that they understand their connection to agriculture. All the food that we drink, or all the milk that we drink, all the food that we eat from that's on our table comes from different farms. And so it's so important to have people recognize how important agriculture truly is in their everyday lives.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Cheryl O'Brien, who is Alice in Dairyland here at World Dairy Expo. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.